the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless each one. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 9. And I want to try and preach on the blood of Jesus tonight. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22. Verse 22 then. We'll read from 22 to 24 of Hebrews chapter 9. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of the things in the heavens should be purified with these. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you tonight for your precious words of truth. Lord, I pray that you'll never let these things become familiar to us. But Lord, that you'll touch your hearts again tonight with the preaching of the gospel, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. Bless your word to our hearts. Bind the enemy of our souls tonight and spoil his goods. In Jesus' precious name. I ask you'll cover us with your blood. I ask you'll forgive us every wrong word, every wrong thought, every wrong deed. That you'll cleanse us with the precious blood of the Lamb of God tonight. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit move afresh in our lives and afresh in our hearts tonight upon every person that's in here tonight, I pray. And Lord, I take the Holy Spirit to help me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. The Lord bless each one tonight. Praise God. I won't keep this long. I believe the most important message in all of the Bible is the message of the blood. And the message of the blood runs like a scarlet thread from Genesis right through the whole way to the book of Revelations. And C.H. Spurgeon saying, a man that doesn't preach about the blood of Jesus, never go to listen to that man, for it is a waste of time. And we know that when you take the blood out of anything, it becomes lifeless and dead. And Leviticus tells us that. For Leviticus tells us that the life is in the blood. And thank God tonight when we speak of Jesus Christ, we're speaking of a superior life to our life, a superior life to any other life form. For Jesus Christ was more than a man. He was a God-man. God manifested in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. His blood is greater than the Gentile blood, Jewish blood, any blood. It's greater than it all because it is God's own blood. That was in Jesus Christ. He's God's Son. God's only begotten Son. And therefore tonight his blood's superior to all. Because this is the reason. Every man born of a woman come under the penalty of death because of sin. And because of sin, death had a claim on every man born of a woman. And your Bible will tell you all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary and death had no claim on him. Amen. Because he was born without sin. Original sin had no claim on Jesus. For he wasn't born like me and you in the sense that he was born of sin. God was his father. And he's born without sin. So therefore we start off with one that's sinless. And because he's sinless, he never had to sacrifice for himself. The sacrifice he made was because God so loved the world. Amen. He gave his only begotten Son. Jesus' blood was shed to save mankind. It wasn't shed to save Jesus, for he never was lost. Right. Thank God tonight he never was lost. Life is in the blood. In Genesis 9 and verse 4, we see that blood represents life. And if you go to Genesis 9, and I'm going to go through the scriptures tonight, slow me down a bit. Maybe sometimes when I've all the here, I'm too quick. This will slow me half a bit. Genesis 9 and 24. 4. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And that's why you hear me saying it in your Bible times, don't eat blood. And you know, did you know, lots of the Chinese just make the gravy great, isn't it? But it's made out of blood. Maybe some of you never knew that, but the Chinese gravy is made from blood. Not maybe all of it, but a lot of it. And the Bible forbids us to eat blood. We're not to take blood. Because blood represents life. Now I know we're in the New Testament, we're under grace. And I'm not going to put you in any bondage. I know if you pray over anything, you can eat it. Go ahead, but you can have my share of the blood. I have it. And if I know it's blood, I don't want it. And that's the truth about it. And you see, if I was a Jew, there's a whole lot of things I wouldn't eat, you know. Pig would be one of them. I wouldn't eat a pig and I wouldn't eat a horse. And if it didn't have a split hoof and all them different, how many knows that? And then there's bread laws and there's all laws. And some people think, well, there's nothing to it. But there is a bit to it. There is a bit to it. It's in the Bible for a reason. I'm not going to go into it all the night, but I'm just telling you, life's in the blood. When you cut an animal's throat and the blood comes out of it, it's dead. And Jesus Christ shed his life's blood on the cross. He actually died. See, you know some people try to tell that Jesus was in there sort of in a coma. And he actually wasn't dead. And the preach Jesus didn't really die. He went into a sort of in a coma for 3 days. Then he came out of the coma. That's false teaching. He died as a man died, the Bible says. And remember that God turned his back on Christ. And it says that Christ died alone. And you read, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's the words Jesus cried out. Abandoned at Calvary and died alone to save mankind and shed his life's blood to save me and you. And I want you to know this, that a lot of people make little of the blood. There's no revelation of blood. But you cannot talk about the blood of Jesus like the blood of a sow or the blood of a bullock or the blood of a goat. You cannot take the blood of Jesus in the same breath because it is far superior and supreme to that blood. Because the bullock and the goat and the pig and all them things, there was no soul that could come back in that life. Their blood did congeal. Their blood did dry up. Their blood did go into the grave, didn't it? But the blood of Jesus lives. It lives. It's incorruptible. And we read here, as the earthly things are sprinkled by the blood, so are the heavenly. And here in my wee margin, and I quoted this morning, by one offering he hath perfected.
Amen.
Perfected. For how long? Forever.
Right.
Them that are sanctified. And I tell you, when you're sanctified and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible says he has perfected you forever.
Amen.
Thank God for the truth of the Word of God. You won't need no old boy with a collar at the front to re-offer him. You won't need nobody to put him up again. Or to tell you, I'll do the job for you. He can't do it. For Christ has already done the job. On the cross once for all.
Amen.
William Branham said this. He said when the first blood cell broke at Calvary. He said the very life of God. Now brother John mentioned this last week. I thought it was great John McFadden. The token life. That was the life that was in the blood. And the life that was in the blood was the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost comes back in the believer because the blood was broken at Calvary, the blood cell. And God's life was released. The life that was held away was now released. Tell every man and woman that will believe, thank God, that he says, whosoever will may come. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Leviticus 17 and verse 11, it's where it tells us that life is in the blood. Atonement for the soul, satisfaction, reparation for the wrong amends, reconciliation, accomplished, agreement. That's what the blood of Christ does. That's what atonement means. Atonement brings you back into a place for God that you weren't in before. Atonement brings you into fellowship again. Atonement brings you into the place that you can't bring yourself into. But thank God, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, that atoning blood of the Lamb,
Amen.
You're in fellowship with God tonight. And you can pray to God and He'll hear you.
Amen.
The law demanded obedience or death. Jesus, a Son of Man, without sin and Son of God with power, gave both obedience for Himself and death for us. He kept the law, He fulfilled the law, and died for the lawbreaker. And He gave Himself His life. And every one of us was lawbreakers. I tell you, we were all guilty. And we heard a brother, didn't he bring it out well, from Numbers, where there was grace before law. And we are now of the faith of Abraham. And Abraham was living under grace way before they had law. And that was a better way, wasn't it? And through the blood of Jesus Christ, we've come back to that. And the Bible does say we are the royal seed of Abraham because of faith. And Abraham, of its works, of were off to boast. But he says it's not works, it's by faith. Thank God tonight. For by grace through faith are you saved.
Amen.
And that not of yourselves.
Amen.
Not of yourselves. For by grace through faith are you saved. Thank God for that tonight. Turn with me to Galatians, and we're going to go through a few wee scriptures. Now I know a lot of these people, but maybe some of the younger ones don't know all these things, and there's older ones, you should be fit to rejoice in the gospel anyway.
Yes,
not how many times you hear it.
Yes,
Galatians 1 and verse 4. Who gave Himself for our sins,
Amen.
That He might deliver us from this present evil world,
right.
According to the will of God our Father. He gave Himself for our sins.
Right.
Now the first thing that you need to know is you're a sinner. And you don't have to look at nobody else, but all of us were sinners. And the Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God have laid on Him, Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. I'm glad that Jesus was given for me.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that Jesus was forgiven for you, given for you?
Amen.
And that all your sins was placed on the Lamb of God. And Titus chapter 2, verse 14, it says this. Who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, sealers of good works. And the word redeem means to buy back. And that's just like we talked about when we were aliens this morning. Aliens, we were away from God, strangers from the covenants of promise. We were led by the prince of the power of the earth, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. But Jesus Christ bought us back. He paid for us. Do you know that the Lord paid for you?
Amen.
He paid a price for you. And it wasn't silver or gold. But the Bible said the precious blood of Jesus. As of a lamb. Without spot and without blemish. He paid for me. And He paid for you with His life's blood. He poured out His life's blood at Calvary.
Amen.
So that we could be saved and redeemed. Bought back.
Right.
Isn't that something? That the Lord's bought you back. You're the Lord's.
Amen.
The Lord owns you.
Right.
Praise God, the Lord owns you.
Right.
And you're His tonight. And He's your Father. And I tell you, He says no good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. He did this when He shed His blood. This substitution, life for life. Thank God this was the highest form. If you go back with me to Hebrews 9 again. And I might go back and forth to Hebrews 9 a few times. And you follow with me. Hebrews 9 verse 12 to 4. Let's 14, sorry, read it. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood. He entered in the holy place. Now, you see, it says, neither by the blood of this is the scripture the Lord gave me when the fella had the argument with me. It says to me, you don't know what you're talking about. Flesh and blood can't enter heaven. And boy, he had a lot of big writings down, pages of stuff. So he had. But all I needed was the Bible and the Holy Ghost. You know, the man said to William Branham, and our brother quoted it, didn't he, last week. He said, "Oh, but you don't know your Bible." And he says, "No, I might know it as well as you, but I know the author real well."
Yes.
I know the author well. Amen. And you can know words, but you need to know the author, don't you?
Amen. Yes.
But you see here, but and every woman, every sinner,
amen,
could go in. Isn't that good? Praise God. Having obtained eternal redemption for us. That's not salvation for a week. That's for eternity.
Amen.
Verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifying the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ? Here's your key. Who through the eternal spirit.
Amen.
That's the thing none of these other animals had. The eternal spirit. And there's only one eternal spirit. That's the spirit of Almighty God. And he through the eternal spirit. I tell you, before there was anything, he was there. He through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, the old bullock could never clear your conscience. Did you know that? The Bible tells us our conscience was never cleared. It only covered sin. It covered sin for a year. And then the next year the wee priest went again and he done his job again. It was only a type. But we're not working with a type tonight. We're working with a real type. We're not working with a shadow. We have Christ tonight. The real type. And I tell you, thank God for it. One sinner cannot die for another. But Christ died for all sinners because he was sinless. Look at Romans 3 and 23. And everyone should know this. We should perfectly just quote it. Romans 3 and 23. News young ones, listen to Romans 3 and 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So this what Jesus done was done for every man and every woman. This what Jesus done was done for we Tommy, we Billy, we Robert, we John, everybody. All sin. But thank God the sacrifice is for all that'll come. And like the big man once said, he told this big preacher, he says, I only believe in election. He says, I believe in election too. And when God gets them all, I'll pray God elect more. Do you get what it means?
Yes.
See, you've people you know believe that this atonement's partial. There's a man one time, you know, and he was dying in the hospital. And he didn't want nobody to come and pray for him. For he said it mightn't be God's will to heal him. And he said to me, you know, I believe that the blood can only save so many. I says, well, I'm sorry, mister, but I'm not reading the same Bible as you. My Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge of the truth. And Paul the Apostle said, he said, my daily prayer is that Israel might be saved. That's what Paul prayed. And our prayer should be that all our loved ones might be saved.
Amen.
As well as Israel. And I believe God can save many. He praise God. And I believe that nobody can go out and say, well, I'll tell you, he'll not come because he drinks, and she'll not come because she done this or that. Not a man could point a finger.
That's right.
I told a couple last night, I said, if you're going to bring the families and pick out, you know, people that were married wrong and wrong things done, I says you wouldn't have far to go.
Right.
Sure you wouldn't. None of us could do it.
Right.
You wouldn't go a generation. Thank God we're working with something that's sinless.
Amen.
Thank God we're working with a spotless Lamb of God.
Amen.
And he says, whosoever will may come.
Right.
And he says, come as ye are.
Amen.
Without money.
Right.
Come. And him that cometh unto God.
Amen.
He says, I will in no wise cast out. Thank God tonight that salvation's to all. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Thank God it is to all. The type of the blood of the Jewish offering and sacrifice, the blood animal sacrifices, under the old covenant was temporary. All these Old Testament sacrifices were temporal. But they point all to Christ and Calvary and the cross. The blood of Jesus was shed once and for all. Never needs to be shed again, praise God. The blood shed once and for all, put away sin. It divorced sin. You know what it means, divorce, put away. When you come to Christ and you confess your sins to Jesus Christ, the Bible says you're divorced. it so as you never done it in the first place. That's what it means. God looks, you're exonerated. You're slow, you never done it in the first place, you cannot come into condemnation. Romans 8:1 says there's now no condemnation. And that word there means judgment. No condemnation. You can't be judged for the original sin because you're under the blood of Jesus. You're saved. Thank God you're saved tonight. Aren't you glad you're saved? Praise God. The blood of Jesus was shed once for all, put away sin, and cleanses and sanctifies the sinner. Redemption through the blood. This redemption work of Christ delivers us from the guilt, the penalty, the power, the consequences, and the presence of sin. Delivers from all. The guilt, the penalty, the power, and the consequences of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ delivers from all. You know, many people can't pray because they think they're guilty. I tell you, if you're believing here tonight, you get down and you pray, and if the devil brings your sins up, you tell him he's a liar.
Amen.
Because if you've confessed them to God, you're forgiven.
Amen.
And you're not forgiven 20 years ago when you done it, you're forgiven for all time.
Amen.
He's no hold on you. You have an advocate with the Father through Jesus Christ the righteous.
Amen.
Who is the propitiation for your sins? He's the one that's talking for you. He's the judge and jury. He's Abraham.
Amen.
He's on your side tonight.
Right.
And I'll tell you, when the weakest of the weak bow their knee, I'll tell you the devil's a liar. Let me read you a few scriptures. We'll go to 1 Peter 18 and verse 19. First Epistle of Peter, verse 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. God's redeemed you and saved you from vain tradition. Oh, but her dad was a rascal. Makes no difference to me. Oh, but he done this and she done that. Do you ever hear them? The tongues going.
Right.
And you know the Bible says a fool is like thorns crackling under a pot.
Right.
You'll hear them, won't you? And did you know what she done and what he done? And I wouldn't have done this and somebody else wouldn't have done something else. I want to tell you something. It makes no difference what our forefathers done. We're under the blood. We're free. Amen. And I tell you, I thank God for the cross. Everyone can come.
Amen.
No matter what the sin's been, we can come. And we can come freely tonight. Let me go to Revelations. And I'm just going through some of these scriptures. Revelations 5 and 9. Revelations 5 and 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood, by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Amen.
You think, you see, here's the thing that gets me. People talk about redemption and talk about so many things, and they say we don't need the blood, but yet with all the Bible says you're redeemed by the blood.
Right.
It doesn't say you're redeemed by anything else.
Amen.
You're redeemed by the blood. It doesn't say you're redeemed by the Holy Spirit. Doesn't say you're redeemed with the word. It doesn't say that. It says you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It says that the blood of the Lamb cleanses you from all sin. And I can show you in this Bible, if the blood's not offered, you can never bring the blessing down. And that's God's divine law. Here's a statement, and never forget this. Write this down in your Bible. You can never divorce the donor from the blood. You get that? And the blood of Jesus Christ, he's the donor. He gave his life blood for us. And you can never divorce the donor from the blood. The blood's connection at all. The blood saves you. And you see, when people get blood and use it, nurses know. When people get blood, my blood mightn't do you. You know why people say, well, my blood would save him and her. It might not. It has the same blood type. Not right. And if it's not the same blood type, it won't work. And then that blood's injected with a chemistry and put away in the refrigerator, and it's going to keep for a while. It won't last. They have to renew it. That's why people are asking for people to continually get blood that's good and can save a life. A blood transfusion can save somebody's life. But Jesus Christ on the cross, His blood matched all types.
Amen.
At Calvary. Yes. And His blood can save the life and redeem the life.
Amen.
And cleanse the life and make you whole again.
Yes.
We need a Calvary transfusion. Hallelujah.
Right.
The power of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
A blood transfusion at the cross.
Great.
Not only save you, it'll heal you and deliver you.
Amen.
Set you wonderfully free. Thank God for the blood. There never could be the day of Pentecost before Calvary. Calvary first, then Pentecost.
Amen.
And the Spirit answers to the blood. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
thank God for the Spirit and the blood and the Word. Now we need the Word and we need the Spirit. But we need the blood. Thank God we need the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You say, brother, you're shouting tonight. Well, you'll have to forgive me. I'm getting excited.
All right.
The blood of Jesus blots out sin from the memory of God. And it says, I will remember your sins no more. I will blot them out as a thick cloud. I will cast them into the depths of the sea. That's what God says. My, that's something, isn't it? My, when you kneel down to pray and the old devil tries to tell you you're doing this and you're doing that, you just read him that wee verse. Blot it out like a thick cloud. Now here's the thing about it, what I want these smart boys to tell me. If the blood of Jesus congealed and dried up and it's gone, how come it's still working? And I'll give them another one. People say when the bride goes, the Holy Spirit leaves the bride. Who's heard people preach that? Come on. Haven't you heard people preaching? When the bride goes, the Holy Spirit leaves the earth.
Yes.
But yet with all, during the tribulation, there's people seeing. You say they're seeing with their own blood. Yes, they do see their testimony with their own blood. That's true. But don't forget what Revelation says. Who are these that came out of great tribulation? Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Did he get that now? And that's something.
Yes,
these come out of creature, they were bride. No, they weren't the bride. Because the Bible says it's a number that no man can number. And they come out of great tribulation with their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. How did they get washed if the blood doesn't work? I can tell you the blood of Christ works.
Amen.
And you can never think of the blood that you think of any other sort of a wee earthly thing. Because it's far superior. It's living. It's tangent. It's potent. It's living blood.
Amen.
And I thank God for the living blood of a living Saviour. You see, Christ is the only living sacrifice. Did you get that? When you make a sacrifice, that's it. Finished. It's dead. It's gone. But Christ is a living sacrifice because God raised him from the dead. When he come amongst them, I know he had a body and all them different things, and I know there's so many different things about it, I don't understand them all. But I know Hebrews tells me he entered heaven with his own blood. And I thank God he entered heaven with it. And you, who was here when a brother Brian calculated it out? Do you remember when he calculated it? How many liters is blood in the human body? Is it 7? 7 or 8 liters in the human body. And a brother Brian calculated it out. And he said, now if you had been there on the Day of Atonement, when they sacrificed the bullocks and all them animals, how many tankers? Does anyone remember how many oil tankers they could have filled? Does anyone remember? It was a lot of tankers. You know the big oil tanker? With the blood of the... When you count the animals they sacrificed, Aaron and them, the amount of bullocks and goats and lambs that they sacrificed and they put glory's full. Brian Camp counted it out. He's good with the numbers. He counted it out. It was a lot of them big lorries. But 7 litres from a man called Jesus was enough to save the world. 7 litres. And I'm going to go one further again. The prophet of God said when one blood cell broke, the life of God was released. One blood cell. One blood cell of Christ was enough to redeem you and me from the hands of the devil. That's how powerful the blood of Jesus is. One blood cell was enough. Thank God for tonight. Isn't it wonderful? Thank God for the blood of the Lamb. Believers of justification, Romans 5 and 9 tells us that. Go with me to Romans 5 and 9. In just a few more, 5 minutes, we'll quit it at the hour. We'll quit at 7. That won't be long, sure it won't. Enjoying the Word of God.
Amen.
Sometimes, you know, when I preach and I feel, you know, I've preached it before and not doing nothing. But then you see God's Word doesn't return void.
Amen.
Romans 5 and verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. So you're justified. Justified through His blood. I'll tell you, it's not something. Justified through the blood. You see, if you were to count up, I haven't done it, I might have done it years ago. If you were to count up the many times the blood's mentioned, it's a lot. It's a lot of times. Justification is the act of God whereby any sinner, anywhere through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, is counted as perfectly righteous. What a wondrous fact. What is the ground of such justification and salvation? And we're going to look at it. We're going to go through the scripture. We'll go through these few scriptures and then we'll close. Romans chapter 3 verse 25. Write these down. You can study them at home. Romans 3:25. Whom God have set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. To declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness that He might be the just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. How? Through the blood. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. What? By what law or works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Faith. See? It's faith because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Go with me to Colossians, the book of Colossians. And you get Philippians, Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. And that's a good way to remember it. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, chapter 1, verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of His cross. Yeah. Tell me now, these men, did they preach the gospel? They preached it. And you'll notice in all their writings and in all their sermons and all their preaching, it's always about the blood. Now, how can we preach when they preached and leave it out?
Amen.
You see, if I give you a blueprint for a house and you leave part of it out, you never built the house according to that blueprint. You built something else. It's not it. It's not the same. And I tell you, when the Spirit of Elijah come to restore us back to the original apostolic faith, the original gospel, we have to preach the blood. Because the first church preached it strong. They preached the blood. Scripture after scripture. I've only given you some of them. I have loads of them. I've studied them for years. I love to preach on the blood. Have I preached on the blood of Christ from now till the Lord comes? And if He didn't come for 100 years and I lived to 150, I'd been God's will. I believe that. I'd never been of God's will. But I'll tell you one thing, you could preach things and you would bow to God's will. Did you know that? But you see, when you're preaching the gospel, it is the power of God.
Amen.
Unto salvation. Look how they preached it. Look at Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross by him, to reconcile all things unto himself by him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, everything, in other words, must come under the name of Jesus. And it's through the blood of the cross. That's where the power is. Look at Ephesians 2 and 13. Now we'll go back from Colossians, Philippians, Ephesians. Go back a ways. Ephesians 2 and 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made now by the church. You don't read that once. By the blood. How am I going to come in? By the blood. Isn't that wonderful? You see, I've heard people, but when people preach on the tabernacle, you have to get the keys of it all. Do you understand what I'm saying? Did you see last week how our brother took the book of Numbers and he went through every chapter? Have any caught that? He went through every chapter and then he come to verse chapter 19 and he showed us what it was all about. And what the prophet said about it. How profound it was. And you see, the Old Testament is such a wonderful book. We need it. Because when you take the Old Testament, it gives you a pattern of something greater that's coming. But it's wonderful. And you see, when you take the Old Testament and the tabernacle, and you take the theme of the blood, it runs right through it. The veil was sprinkled by the blood. The instruments were sprinkled by the blood. The mercy seat was sprinkled by the blood. 7 times, by the way. And the people were sprinkled by the blood. And then Paul says here in Hebrews 9, in our first text, I'm without the shedding of blood. There's no remission. Had to be blood. And here we're seeing it again tonight, the blood. Go back with me to Hebrews 10 and 19. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest, by the blood of Jesus. How are you going to enter in? Well, I've had a good week and I'll go in that way. No. You'll enter in by the blood. No matter what sort of a week you had. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's nothing to do with your good week or bad week. That's nonsense. That's vain imagination. Did you know that? I want to stress that tonight. Some people think I've lived well this week. I've deserved the stripes this week. The gold star. But such a week. And maybe the other person's thinking, well, I wouldn't have got a star this week if it was bad. Well, none of that matters. Did you know that? Because it's not what you've done this week, it's what he done 2,000 years ago on the cross. And you're accepted in the beloved, regardless of the week you had. You're still accepted. And you can come boldly by the blood. But you can only come by the blood. You can't come no other way. You can come with the blood. And the blood's been shed for you.
Amen.
And you can come boldly round the throne of grace. Because of the blood of the Lamb. And you say, brother, I'm not worthy to come. Neither am I. But I'm coming anyhow. Because he's worthy.
Yes.
He's worthy for me. It's not about me and it's not about you. It's about him. He's the one. He paid the price. He pleased God. We could never please God. The Bible tells us that. There's none good, no, not one. That's what the Word of God says. But Jesus pleased God.
Amen.
And God accepted him. And because God accepted him, I accept what he done for me.
Glory.
And he stands in my place.
Amen.
And I thank God I can come through the blood. Look at the first epistle of John here. First epistle of John, chapter 1. Chapter 1, and verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's where the wee song came from that our sister sang last week. Wasn't that a lovely song? Love grew where the blood was shed. Thank God. If we walk in the light, Jesus, you know, is that light. You need to walk in him. See, people have twisted that. I've heard people twisting it. They take someone out from the message and they make a doctrine out of it. And then they say, you must walk in this present time light of what we see now. And then they give you their spell, they give you their wee bit on it. And then they preach a wee doctrine on it, and then they bring you on down along the road, and then they tell you, now if you do this next part, you'll be ready to go. There's no Bible for that sort of stuff. I tell you, when Christ cleanses you, you're ready. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're ready. And I know God has sent us light. It doesn't take us away from the Word. It brings us to the Word of God. And to the light. And the light is Jesus Christ. Didn't Brother Branham put it real simple? You know where the wee girl went down in the elevator? You know, on the lift. She went down into them mines. And it got dark and she screamed. And her brother got a hold of her and he said, "Don't cry, sister. For there's a man in here that can turn on the light." What a simple truth. What her brother John said last week was so true. Simple but deep.
Yes.
That man that could turn on the light wasn't some big educational load of doctrine. It was Jesus Christ. That's the man that could turn on the light. Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. Thank God he's the light tonight. One scripture and I'm closing. Let's go back over to Revelations. And we'll close on that. I'll give you the blessing. There's the blessing in reading it, you know. Revelations chapter 1 verse 5. "And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood."
Amen.
How are your sins washed away? By the blood of the Lord. You're free tonight, sister. You're free tonight. I know you know these things. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged in the Lord. You know, there's weeks you don't maybe do as well as you should. You could say, have a week for you, say, "Well, I'm going to read so many chapters this week," and you'll not do it. How many can agree with me? Who's ever had that? There's a week you plan to do something, pray for so long, you mightn't do it. But you're still saved. But you see, the devil sometimes takes the simple things and he tries to condemn God's people. But when you come back to this book, it gives you liberty, doesn't it? Liberty in Christ. Liberty. Because of the blood of the Lamb. You're redeemed. You're washed.
Hallelujah.
In the blood of the Lamb. You're clean. You're justified through the blood. You're sanctified through the blood. Walk in the light. Take the Word of God. And don't forget, God did send us a message, a true message. Read it and dig into it. Eat it. Eat it up. Listen to the sermons. Read the messages. They'll do you good. They'll turn you to the Lord. I hear people talking against them, and I tell you one thing. Any time I read them, and I do, they make me hungrier for God. Hungrier for miracles. Hungrier for the Holy Ghost. Hungrier to see people saved. Hungrier for a move of God. That's what they do to me. And I'll tell you, they'll do it to you too. Don't listen to nobody else. You read the Word of God and listen to God's way. Let's stand and preach tonight. Can you pray for me as I go across to England for a wee break? And my mother-in-law says it's hot over there, hotter than here. Can you imagine? Tell you, I'll head up a scalding. I mind one time going to Africa with Brother Dixon, and it was a real hot, you know, and we went across one of them big lakes and I lost the hat. And a fella says to me, "Why are you always wearing that hat?" I says, "Take a look up there, baldy. See, when you're baldy, you need a hat." And I went across the lake with no hat. You remember I come back here, do you remember my head? Boy, it was bad. Pus was running out of it with blisters, burnt, roasted. One trip across Malawi Lake with the sun, my head was roasted. And ever after that, I always wear the hat. Protection. And I tell you, isn't it something? The blood of Jesus Christ is our protection. We can't go out without it. We can't venture without him. We need the blood. And we need to be praying for loved ones and pleading the blood over them. The blood of Jesus is our protection. Let's come and bow our heads tonight. And if you want prayer, just lift your hand to the Lord while every head's bowed and every eye closed. Praise God. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the power of your blood. Lord, we can truly say with a wee song tonight, thy blood shall never lose its fire. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Lord, we're glad tonight for the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, a brother reminded us last week even how the blood circled the earth. And it was like the bumper on the car to protect us from the wiles of the enemy. We're glad for your blood tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin. Lord, I pray you'll wash me afresh in the blood of the Lamb. Pray you'll cover us all with your blood. Pray you'll bless your goings out and bless your comings in. Pray you'll multiply our substance, Lord. Pray you'll bless your children and you'll cover them with the blood. But pray for those of them tonight that's wandering astray like lost sheep. We ask for the great shepherd of the flock to put his loving arms around them. We ask you'll speak to them and move upon them and speak words into their innermost being. Draw them, we pray. We know you're the one that spoke to the elephant and the ox and the giraffe and all the animals and said, here, come over and get into the ark. And they all came, obeying your voice, and come into the ark. You're the same God that has power over creation. There's power over man. We pray that your spirit will move on them. Amen. And the blood of Jesus Christ, we ask that token to be upon them. And save them from the wiles of the enemy, we pray. In Jesus' precious name. Father, for the hands raised in this wee room tonight, we thank you for this building. Amen. We thank you we could come here tonight to hear your gospel. Lord, we don't know how long we've left, but we'll love you tonight with all of our hearts. Pray for those that's lifted their hands in this house this evening that needs your touch. Lord, will you answer their prayers? Will you meet their need? Oh God, speak to that wayfaring one tonight. Strive with her heart and bring them back, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. Touch bodies tonight. Heal the sick, I pray. Heal the afflicted. By your stripes we were healed. Lord, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes we were healed. Lord, this evening I ask you to cover us with your precious blood. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one of you. God bless you as we go. And don't forget, next Sunday is normal. Brother John and my dad will be here preaching. There will be no Wednesday night service. And then I'll see you the Wednesday after that. And I'm away. Keep us in your prayers. And the Lord bless each one. Pray for us as we travel. You know, there's some agents on the road, isn't there? I used to be one myself. But there is agents on the road and it's dangerous. You pray for us as we go. And all of us, you know, when you get in the car in the morning, you should just take a moment and pray. Even if you're late, just take a moment and just ask the Lord to cover you with the blood. God bless you.
Sing that hymn, Peace Like a River, it's God in my soul, since Christ my Saviour.